Hey everybody, hey to nobody. This is Cassie Darwin. I don't know if I'm Cassandra or not, not today. But today, let's just get into it. And the background sound is just real life. I'm entertaining the Queen of Hearts. And you know, if you watch Alice in Wonderland, you do not want to upset the Queen of Hearts, okay? So she sitting on her throne, doing her business. But she has to have her business a particular way. She like to have snacks. She like to have something to drink. And she like to be watching her shows, which is Gracie Corner. Got me singing Stop and Count the 50. But anyway, I appreciate the lesson that the Queen of Hearts have wanted to teach me personally. If that's my transformation card, then I want to be taught by the expert. So, today is the Two of Diamonds. And two is the partnership or the union of things. And diamonds are the things that are important to you. It's earth energy. And the things that matter to you. So, it's earth energy, which means it can be grounding. And it can keep you, it's stability. It's the supervisors. It's the parents. It depends on how you look at it. So, I wanted to explain to somebody how I come up with my numbers. So, when I look at the date, I see 8-11-2023. So, I know 8 and 11, 11 is 2, is 10. And then I know 2023 is 7. So that's 17 right there. 17 reduces to 8 because you add the two numbers together and you reduce it to a whole number. So 8 energy is Saturn. Saturn is Capricorn. Capricorn energy is Earth. You see, we still tying in stuff like astrology, numerology, and cardology. And that's how come I partnershiped up. I'm not saying nothing about nobody's earth god, but that was in that season. I was kind of, this was my structure in my Mercury, in my Venus and Mars years. In my Venus years also, I kind of pulled away from that. But then I went back to it because it was common and I knew I needed a lesson. But I need to understand from where I was at that point after I had had two children. I needed to understand the energy I was working with. So, where did I revert back to? I reverted back to Jesus. I reverted back to Christianity. I reverted back to what I was taught in my Mercury years, 1-7. And the queen is singing. Not that she know the words, but it don't matter. You better not say nothing because off with your head. So, looking at 8-11-2023. That's 17 reducing to 8. 8 is Saturn energy. It's Capricorn energy. It's grounding. So, when you look at how the energies lined up. So, we already know we got the Two of Diamonds. So we know the diamonds is the earth energy. We know we got a two. Two is partnership, but it's also the moon's energy. And today, the moon moves into Cancer. Cancer is the moon child. And Cancer's planetary ruler is the moon. Do you see how this is all lining up? And when you get in line, aligned with the universe, you can talk the universe's language. And the universe will understand you, but understand the universe wants you to understand it. So I wrote, even through the pain, talk to the moon or talk to someone that understands. You need to talk. And when you talk to the moon governs over the water. So you can talk to the water. So you can go to the water. You can get in the water. You can get in a pool. You can get in natural water. You can get in a shower. Okay, y'all, the queen card. And being a jack, You know, when the queen called, even though I'm a part of the royal family, we have to protect the queen. Oh, Lord. The queen. It's funny when you show up in your house and you don't even mess with you. Because she not even messing with me. She is the ancestor. Or she is my... I believe my next life, I'm the queen, because you transform into it. And I believe I'm seeing myself as a baby. I'm seeing what I wish I had as a baby. I wish someone was like me in my life to teach me my gift. So let me show you how it planned out. So, what's today? Today is Friday. Venus. This is about love. And what is Venus? Venus is Taurus energy. Taurus energy is Earth energy. Now, Cancer, the moon moving into Cancer. Cancer is water, but it's still emotions, the queen calling. Okay, I guess this is about love and self, for one. I believe God made these kids be a part of my life spread so that I would learn about self, but so that I would not give up on myself. The universe is incredible place. Well, they pick they little, you know how my kids used to do it. You know how you take your thumb and you rub the finger across around your cuticles and all that, right around your epinipium, whatever it's called, epinipium, it's something like that. But your matrix, you got a matrix right here where the U of your cuticle is, right there. Epinipium, something like that. Anyway, she picks the skin there. She keep pushing it back and rubbing on it. Well, I said, stop rubbing on it. Quit messing with it. I've been putting silver on it. I've been clipping it, but they always find a way to get some more skin to pick. So I put Band-Aids on it this morning, little Band-Aids on it. Now the queen can't use her hand. It don't hurt. See how the mind tricks you? Oh my God, I see a bandage. That means it must be an injury. Sometimes you put a Band-Aid on just to save things, to keep the dirt out. And she only called me when she want me, because she don't play with me. She don't talk to me. Now all of a sudden I'm Nana, because people have a job and she has nobody to run to. I'm telling you, I'm learning so much. The Queen of Hearts is kind of difficult. Gigi, that's who the Queen of Hearts is to me, Gigi. 7-7-14, that equals 5. So the Queen of Hearts to me represents change, a change of heart. Because she'll change her heart. She's emotional. She's like the moon. She governs over water. She governs over emotions. So I guess this is a, oh Lord. Okay, so I'm understanding the hearts are the babies of the group. I'm a club. I sit between the hearts and the diamonds. So it seems like I get the bulk of it. And then do you know what I do? I talk about it. I communicate what's on my mind. But the other thing that I did was I made a plan. So this is all by design. So it says, hold space, but know the space between the two of you. We know the space. I'm Nana. She True Boo. And the beautiful thing about T-R-U-E is the Queen of Hearts. So this is destiny. I can't stop it. I can't. It ain't no sense of getting mad. Water, go with the flow. Find the union between you and the other and see what you discover. So, look at the system that speaks to you. They all kind of speak to me. So, I know I'm dealing with an 8 energy today. That's Saturn. It's about lesson, but it's about being grounded. Being grounded with water. and listening to my emotions. But if I'm grounded, I won't let it sweep me away. And what's funny about this, my hip had been really bothering me. My neck and shoulder had been really bothering me. I had a migraine. I get muscle spasms when I get a migraine. And my mind, it's mind over matter. My mind would not allow me to sit with that pain and then start to coddle it because I had a higher calling. I had to take care of the queen. And then my Neptune was screaming my name. So both of them, it's Neptune. It's Neptune and Saturn is definitely teaching me a lesson. Definitely teaching me a lesson. So then, I was talking to somebody, and then I write the time. I didn't write the time, but say the time is 9:17. It's 8. Nope, this is a teachable moment. It's 9:08, right? So when I write down 9:08 a.m., I reduce it to 17 and I get 8 again. So the date is 17 and we get 8 there. Just that Lion's Gate. And now we got 8 again. That's 16. That equals 7. Okay, so it's a bridge. And the lesson is the bridge. Because 7 is the bridge. Right? And it was something I was going to look up, but y'all have to go with the flow as I go with the flow because my kids. So, I was talking to someone yesterday. This is what I'm trying to get to. And I look at her age. And she is 53. So, at 53, she's a number 8. So, today, she can look at her age and she see an 8. She can look at the dates energy. She see an 8. She can look at the time that I did this or whatever time that it is and add that time up. And it might be an 8 too. But you are aligned with the lesson. Because Saturn teaches a lesson. It keeps you grounded. And with me, clubs are air energy. So to get some grounding is good. But I want to keep it. I want to stay with the flow of things. I don't want to go against the grain and kick up dust. I don't want to end up with a windstorm or nothing. I want everything to be settled down. I want to be the breeze in the trees. So I don't want to speak loud and I don't want to be harsh. And I don't want to be authoritative today. Even if I do need to play the leadership role in some capacities, I still got to be nurturing. So I can't go in there and talk to the queen, even though she the queen. But I got to be careful with the queen. Because the queen will cut your head off. And this queen, she, you know, her vocabulary, her English isn't all that great right now. So she just gives you the finger. I bet you know what that finger means. I could imagine her being a teacher. But if she is me, in the next life, I am a teacher. So everything I want her to know that I know now, I have to put into her. So all these boards and stuff and this language I speak it to these children. Because I can't always speak it to somebody that I feel understands. So now I'm giving people the grand solar squares that I talk to so that they can understand what I'm talking about. And I won't be speaking a foreign language. I just taught my parents to look at this. Look at this. This is where you sit. And this is what your job is. And the reason why you're partial to this person is not really for that person. It's for this person. Because you got to protect this person. You have to protect this person. We have to protect the hearts. You know that. You protect your heart. And how do you protect your heart? You have boundaries. You can say stop. That's a physical boundary with a vocal boundary. You can put your hand up. That's physical. Stop. Verbal. That's the air in me. And then I can just move away. There's all kind of things you can do. I can get a change of heart. I can get a change of mind. But when they all align, it's by divine timing. So, I'm glad. Because 15 minutes is a long time when you got almost 2-year-old. So, if you're not 2, you're 1. All that 1.5 and all. I understand the months and the dates because I look at that. So, I wanted to say that to somebody because I know they listen to this. And I wanted to tell you the reason why I add up the numbers is to see as a whole what planetary is more about the planetary energy that I'm looking at. Okay, the queen keep calling me. I know I keep cutting it off and bringing it back. And one day I'll learn how to not even let y'all know I had to go away. But these are teachable moments. Using the energy of the queen. The queen called, the jack comes. That's just what you do. It's called hierarchy. She's the queen. But she is also my transformation. So that means she had to come and sit up under me so I can teach her. So going forward in the next life, that's what you, when I tell people, you're your grandmother. You're your grandmother. And then they tell me, well, my grandmother raised me. But some people, I say, you're your grandmother. And they say, I never met her. But energy never dies and I recognize it. And when they start to dig, they discover, I am my grandmother. Y'all can have the same life path energy, the destiny number. You can have the same card. These physical bodies, they're important, but the energy is just as important. So don't let anyone tell you that something that may resonate with you and help you to find you is bad for you. No, it's bad for them. That's why they're talking against it. It's not bad for you because they say it's bad for you. It's only bad for you if you say it's bad for you. I don't let people tell me this anymore. They can talk about what they want to talk about. They can talk about God and the Zodiac and they think they're right. Well, then when I talk about God, the Zodiac, the numbers, astrology, numerology, Biblemancy, cardology, and Biblemancy is a book. They're not talking about the physical Bible. They're talking about any book. Any book that you feel like is important to you can be your Bible. That's why I tell you, when you're writing, when you're journaling your journal, you're writing your Bible. You're leaving instructions for those parts of you that are looking for you. So, I not only get to write, but I get to sit with my transformation. And the more that I put into her, the more that is going to be left here of me. I'm not trying to sway how she think. Not at all. I'm just trying to add to it. I'm water and air and earth and fire. The spark, the thought, the mental, the Uranus is the spark, I do believe, because Uranus is a, yeah, I'm listening at the same time as talking, because I hear the queen moving around, yeah. Now she's very intelligent, this 1-year-old. She took the band-aids off and laid them where I could see them, as if to say, look, I didn't want that shit on me. And I took it off. But you're bigger than me, so I'm going to hide my hand. See, the queen might do some stuff and hide her hand. That's what she just showed me. I don't have to let you know, but then I need to hide the evidence. That's where the part come in at, that I might need to help connect. That's the space between us. The space between us was her hand, me putting them on, and then she took them off and she put them in the space between us, but she hid her hand. So now I had to explain to her, you ain't got to have your hand. I see the band-aids. Oh, damn. I wasn't even thinking like that. I only have been here a whole year. This woman been here 57 years. Why wasn't I thinking? Because you haven't matured enough and wisdom hasn't set in. So when you're learning this stuff, a lot of stuff is going to come flying from everywhere that you were taught. You were taught these practices or these modalities were evil. You have to use discernment to study the show. And if you got a Christian background and you learn some stuff, but you feel like you're no longer Christian, still go back and I ain't in the first grade, but the things I learned in the first grade, I still use. You get what I'm saying? I'm not a Christian, but the things I learned being a Christian, I still use. You know, I'm not a little girl, but I still play like a little girl, and I still color and draw, and I still crochet. Crochet is a seven of clubs. I love, and when I'm crocheting, it does help me to bridge everything that's going on inside me, because and now knowing that the seven of clubs is my transforms into me, it makes me understand the connection and that feeling I get when I listen to a seven of clubs. It's like I'm listening. Okay. But I just wanted to have something to say today. I just wanted to have something to say today. And look at the energy and see how the energy resonates with me. Look at my chart. Look at what comes up. Oh, and did I tell y'all? Let me tell you this. Or maybe I should come back. Yeah, because I need to check on the queen. So today, Friday, Fluidity Friday, in the Leo, we're in Leo season. It's Fluidity Friday. And it's also being grounded and being structured and understanding the space between you and another and understanding what is important in that union. Peace.